Sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
Hello, and welcome to Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Today I want to talk about the intercession of the Holy Spirit in our prayers. Obviously, we need to pray. God wants us to pray. He wants to hear from us. He wants to know what we think that we need. He even wants to hear our desires, our wants. He gives us those things that we need in the time that it's best for us to have them, in the way that it's best to have them. God always supplies by His resources, by His providence, our shelter, food, and clothing. We have that promise from God, according to Matthew chapter 6. So then, when we pray, we need to pray for ourselves, obviously. We need to pray for others. I hope that would be obvious. We need to pray for the church. We need to pray that the word gets out into the world, that the gospel may progress further and further, one soul at a time. We need to pray for our loved ones. We need to pray for our enemies. We need to pray for those who would spitefully use us, curse us, perhaps even beat us. We need to pray for many, many things in this lifetime. But you know, according to Romans chapter 8, we don't know how to pray as we should, which is very interesting because all I know how to do, and I think all that anybody knows how to do, is just to simply ask God for what it is that we know. Here's the verse. Here's Romans chapter 8. Verses 26 and 27. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for us, the saints, according to the will of God. Once again, that's Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27. Well, the question is then, of course, how does the Holy Spirit do that? How does the Holy Spirit intercede for us? Well, there are actually very many things that we might want to talk about. You know, you remember Galatians 4 and verse 6, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of our Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now, the Bible says that when we become God's child, that is, when we hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized for the remission of our sins, to wash away our sins, then we become His children and we have special privileges. Our prayers, for example, are forwarded to the Father by way of the Spirit, voicing those prayers in a way that's most pleasing to our Father. And because we are God's Son, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. Now, that doesn't mean it's a miraculous sort of thing. It doesn't mean that deep inside our psyche that the Holy Spirit lives there in a physical sense. You know, it doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit, which is spiritual, of course, comes and sinks itself into our heads. It just doesn't work like that miraculously. But that's not to say that the Holy Spirit isn't in us. God gave the Word through the Holy Spirit, and we hear the Word, we study the Word, we go to the Bible, and we look for information that God would want us to know. And then as we have that information and we begin living the way of the Holy Spirit, then it's quite obvious that we would say that the Spirit is within us. Ephesians 5, 18 through 20, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. So you see, there are many, many ways in which we might interact with or by the Spirit for our prayers unto God. And that's something that we ought to be grateful for. God has designed things this way. Thank you so much for listening to Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ here in Bay City, Texas. We always invite you to come to our services Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 a.m. for worship, and again at 7 p.m. for more Bible study. We also can arrange other meetings if you'd like. Send me an email, garland.churchofchrist@gmail.com. We can set up a Zoom meeting. We can set up a meeting if you're nearby in the area here in Bay City. We can do email. We can do correspondence. Of course, there are just a number of ways that we might be able to communicate. So if you're interested in more information, please let us know that. God bless you now. Bye-bye.